This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what are the great secrets of this spiritual journey towards Allah and its relation with our ubudiyyah, our servitude of Allah? Now, dear listeners, we're talking about the great secrets of this spiritual journey towards Allah and how it directly relates to our ubudiyyah, our servitude of Allah. Now, of course, as we know, our servitude of Allah is in reality this very journey which we take towards Allah. It's interesting, we find in Chapter number 4, verse number 100 of the Holy Quran, where Allah the Most Exalted says, "And whoever leaves his house, migrating towards Allah and His Messenger, and then death overtakes them, their reward is indeed with Allah." Now, talking about this migration, we find that Imam Khomeini, the esteemed, he says that the formal migration, or the form of migration, is this corporeal migration from the formal house to the Kaaba, or to the shrines of the holy men, the near ones to Allah. So what he's saying is that you have this basic formal physical migration, which in one sense is the migration from your own house to, for example, the Holy Kaaba or the shrines of the infallible imams or these revered personalities. This is the physical migration. But then Imam Khomeini talks about the spiritual migration. And he says that this spiritual migration is the going out of the house of the soul and the house of this world towards the house of Allah and the house of the Messenger of Allah. Now here, when he says the house of Allah, in reality, he's talking about Allah himself, not necessarily the house of Allah. The actual text says that it is towards Allah and His Messenger. So this spiritual migration, dear friends, is very important. And most probably the Holy Quran in this verse is talking about this spiritual migration, even though the physical migration is also being spoken about. But the physical migration, for example, from your house to the houses of God or to the lands of God, this is not limited to this physical migration, but the level up is a spiritual migration, right? And this spiritual migration is to leave the house of the I and the egotism and the soul itself and move towards Allah and His Messenger.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Arifin. Please stay with me.
أنا العبد الفقير وأنا أعيش وصاحب القلق نهاري دونكم ليل وليلي كله أرق
أنا العبد الفقير. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, tongues fall short of attaining praise of you proper to your majesty. Intellects are incapable of grasping the core of your beauty. Eyes fail before gazing upon the glories of your face. And you have assigned to your creatures no way to know you, save incapacity to know you.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were saying, which was that we should leave the house of the self and have a spiritual migration towards Allah, towards the Messenger of Allah, and towards the authorities which have been placed and ordained by Allah, such as the infallible Imams. Of course, we had said that the spiritual migration is not the only migration, for there is also a physical migration. And both the physical and spiritual migration play an integral role in our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. For the ubudiyah and the servitude of Allah is in reality the road towards the migration and the mi'raj and the hijra towards Allah the Mighty, the Exalted. But dear friends, something that we have to keep in mind, which is very important and is considered a barrier and an obstacle in our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah, and in the different levels of the servitude of Allah, is that as long as one's soul has an inclination, a love, an attractiveness, a magnetism, a desire towards one's self and towards egotism and selfishness and self-centeredness and self-worship and self-idolization, this soul is not conducting a journey. This soul is not conducting a spiritual migration. This kind of a soul, which is focused totally on the I, is inclined towards the me and myself. This kind of soul will never understand the beauties and the profundities and the inner dimensions of ubudiyah and the servitude of Allah. And so, dear friends, as long as there are residues of oneness in the salik's eyes, in the spiritual wayfarer's eyes, in the eyes of those who want to attain a perfect and complete ubudiyah, servitude of Allah, as long as there is a residue of oneness, and as long as the walls of your own town and the adhan announcing selfishness have not yet disappeared, you are regarded as a staying one, a one who has no movement, a one who is still in their place and is not regarded as a traveler or one conducting migration. And so this is something which is very important and we must keep in mind, dear friends, is that if we want to level up our ubudiyya, if we want to strengthen and give power to our servitude of Allah, and we really want to make it the best kind of ubudiyya, we are going to have to release this I-ness, and we're going to have to move away from this oneness of the me. And of course, we're going to have to break down the walls of this town called myself, and we're going to have to stop announcing the adhan, the call to the prayer of selfishness and egotism. For if we live in this town called me, and we continue to proclaim the adhan, the call to the prayers of the I, we will never be able to move forward. Matter of fact, we will most probably start to move backwards, away from Allah. And as we move closer to the I, of course we will move farther away from our ultimate destination, which is Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali.
We have a body and we have a soul. Oftentimes when we forget about the value of the soul and we forget about the fact that this is what's going to take us into success in the hereafter, what we're doing is we are squandering something which is very valuable. It's a very precious thing that we have. And let me give you an analogy. Imagine that you were given a big stack of $100 bills. Okay, like, let's say, you know, I don't know, big stack, this big, $100 bills. Now, there's a number of things you can do with that stack of $100 bills. Right? You can take it, you can admire it, right? You can give it as gifts to your fellow brothers and sisters on Eid. Right? But most people aren't going to do that, right? Now, let's say you have this big stack and you realize that it's gotten cold, all right? And you're looking for something to make a fire out of. And you look around, you don't see any firewood. Okay, you find a lighter and you have a big stack of $100 bills, right? You're like, okay, it's cold. I want to feel hot. Let me take the bills and let me light the bills on fire and make a fire out of them, all right? So now you're burning the $100 bills and you're making fire out of them. Now most of you, if you were to even think about it, you'd be in shock. You'd be like, how could you possibly ever think about using, forget about $100 bills, even if it was like a stack of $1 bills, right? You would never burn $1 bills. Okay, what's the problem here? The problem is that, first of all, how long is that fire gonna last, right? Maybe a couple minutes, maybe maximum 10 minutes, and then all those bills are going to be burnt. You don't have any left. Second of all, and this is the bigger problem is that the $100 bills are meant to be used for something a lot more important. Just take one of those, go down to your local Walmart, or we don't shop at Walmart, right? So let's go to Target, right? And pick up, some artificial logs, whatever they make these days, and bring that. And then use the rest of the change to buy some coffee, and then keep that rest of the money invested for your college, right? So the point is that that's just not at all a smart thing to use the bills for, because they're a lot more valuable than to be used in such a silly way. Now that's just an analogy for us to think about, right? But at the end of the day, it's still a material amount of money. A big stack of bills, what is it? $1 million bucks, 10 million bucks. When it comes to the human being, that soul that we have is so precious. It's so precious that Allah connects it to Himself. He says, "Min ruhi," and Allah is infinite, right? So the value of the soul is infinite as well too.
إلهنا ما عاد لك مليك كل لمن ملك لبيك قد لبيت لك.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
سبحانه ما أعظمه والملك له.